Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. This episode is titled, The Kryptonite to Wealth Creation. The Kryptonite to Wealth Creation. What's the Kryptonite to Wealth Creation? You're probably thinking. Well, it may shock you, but it's boredom. Boredom is the Kryptonite to Wealth Creation because boredom is what gives us the impetus or is what causes us to make rash financial decisions for the excitement and drama of life. Because life's a story. And if you're reading a story and there's nothing major happening and there's no excitement, there's no adventure, it's a boring story. And so you might look at your life like that and you go through moments where you're bored. And of course, some of the major exciting things you can do cost a lot of money. So I'm not suggesting have a bored life by any stretch. It's quite the opposite. But boredom is something to be aware of. If you're bored and you're spending money based on that boredom, it can be the kryptonite to wealth creation. And it's just a matter of modifying what you do to stay, you know, excited, having an adventurous life, what you do on weekends. I mean, just because you're trying to do stuff that's exciting doesn't mean you have to spend a lot of money. But, you know, a lot of people, they self-sabotage when it comes to wealth creation through this boredom thing because they want drama. They want more excitement. But the thing with wealth is that there's this cruel paradox where it looks exciting when you're rich, right? Because you can fly first class, go on lots of travel, buy nice sports cars and houses and, you know, so on. And it is exciting, but the reality is wealth creation is not exciting generally. If you're in business, it certainly is. It's like business is certainly an adventure, but the actual exciting things you see on Instagram and so forth, they're not how you create wealth. That's how you actually spend wealth. So I did an episode called The Millionaire Paradox. Go check it out. It's one of the earlier episodes. But boredom is really what creates a lot of problems when it comes to wealth because people make rash decisions to excite their life and those decisions come back to bite them on the butt later. One of the things you want to make sure of is that you're always making rational decisions rather than emotional decisions, particularly when it comes to boredom. So if you've got a solid wealth goal, which you ought to have by now, but if you have one of those, just be aware of this boredom thing that pops up. It might be that you eat out too much just to satisfy the boredom, and it can really destroy your wealth. If you're really on the precipice of, I can't save money, you've got to look at your boredom and what you're doing to you've got to look at the things you're spending money on to alleviate boredom, and that's what's going to help you to create better wealth creation principles. And most of the time, it's, you know, people are spending money to alleviate boredom because it's the easiest option. But there are there's so many more things you can do that don't you know require you to spend a great deal of money. I think a lot of people go on holidays, move house, buy cars, and clothes the most when it comes to alleviating boredom. I think a lot of people even go shopping just because they're bored. And so try and find things. The solution to it is to try and find things to excite you and keep you entertained and keep you, you know, engaged in life and building this cool story by trying to do things that are adventurous that also allow you to make money, which would be the first option, obviously. If not, spend no money. So, for example, going to the beach is free. You know, reading a book is generally free. If you've already got books, it's free. But like, if you subscribe to Scribd, which is a simple app, it's like $10 a month. You have unlimited books. And even when you're going on dates and things like that with your spouse or your partner, just be a little bit more creative with how you do that, so you don't just spend to alleviate any boredom you have. And of course, the bigger stuff. Like cars and houses and trips and things like that, it's really effective if you can to actually have a savings and investing goal and a wealth goal to hit first before you do that stuff. So earn your way to it. rather than do it out of pure boredom. And this kind of rolls into this title that I talk about in my new book called The YOLO Mindset, the YOLO money mindset, where it's like, oh, you only live once. And you'd say that before you spend a ton of money. And so it's about getting away from the YOLO money mindset, basically, this whole controlling of your boredom thing. So I just wanted to talk about that in this episode because I think it's just not discussed, but it is such a kryptonite to wealth creation that it needs to be. What are you spending money on this week to alleviate boredom? Just become aware of it, maybe even document it, write it down, and just go, you know what, far out, I spent like $200 this week just on the boredom thing. My God, like that's $10,000 a year. Like, what if I invested that and multiplied that? And can I get out of my job? Like, really think about what the boredom spending is doing to your wealth. And maybe it's not you. Maybe it's a spouse. Maybe it's, you know, someone you know. Just be aware. And if you're doing it yourself, you can always change. Not to be bored in your life. Live an exciting life. I mean, you can actually go on win trips. You don't have to even pay for them. I don't remember the last time we even paid for one of the holidays we went on, right? So there are effective and simple ways to do lots of cool stuff without spending a ton of money. And I think it's really important you learn that principle because, you know, I know people want to have exciting lives. I know you want to document it on social media, but you don't have to spend a ton. So that's the end of the episode. I hope that's been effective for you. If you've enjoyed it, feel free to share it to your Instagram stories and leave us a review. If it's 5 stars, even better. Appreciate it. And if you've got any questions or anything, feel free to DM me on Instagram. And we can chat there as well. So that's the end of this podcast episode of Money Grows on Trees, the boredom, the kryptonite to wealth. Hope you found it of value, and I'll see you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.